Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. This is episode number 32 of season 6, so we are in the fourth quarter of season 6, nearing the end. We only got about 2 months left. But if you are new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode. This is a weekly podcast, so every odd-numbered podcast that I do is an album review. So last week, the album that I reviewed was Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic, my second Aerosmith podcast of just in general. I did another one in season 3. But every even-numbered podcast is what I call an EP extra podcast. Half of those are games guest-starring my wife. So 2 weeks ago, the podcast that we did was a game of before and afters, in which, you know, you had to she had to find the missing word. I took two songs and mixed it together. I can't think of, like, a really good example off the top of my head to be able to give, but go and listen to that if you're interested. And the other half of these are just little tidbits of information that I give. This one, so I've done it before. So I'm doing book reviews. So the way that I did it before was I took just one book and went through and took some stories that I thought were very interesting. I'm doing it a little bit differently. So since pretty much the start of this season, because I started reading the first book on this list. I started reading that in the summer in June. So in the past few months, I've had four books. I'm very very much into reading autobiography and biographies of certain artists because I think that their stories are very interesting. So I'm gonna go through. I got four books here that I'm just gonna kind of talk about. Maybe you saw from the title. Maybe you just happened to pop into this podcast. And I'm just going to talk about kind of the books in general, not really giving too much information about what was actually in the books, but just kind of how I reacted to them. So the first book that I read, it's just called The Beatles. It's The Beatles, The Biography by Bob Spitz. This book was, so going into this book, I wasn't like a huge, huge Beatles fan. I have Abbey Road and I did a podcast on Abbey Road. And, you know, Abbey Road was pretty good, but I wasn't like, you know, I'm not moved by the Beatles like a lot of other people are as like greatest of all time. So I went, but that's how I went into reading the book. Just reading like, the book is put together very well. It's about like 800 some pages long, but it goes through pretty much all of John, Paul, George, and Ringo's, pretty much since they were born, how they formed the band, starting as like the Skiffle band. And then just kind of developing, and then you get into Beatlemania, and then their end, and just how it's put together, like, because so many people have also written books about, you know, their experiences with the Beatles, probably to try to make money, but he does a really good job taking all of the information and just putting it together into one cohesive story. And so it was really interesting just reading the entire Beatlemania and kind of how it started and how it came about. So, The Beatles by Bob Spitz, that was the first book that I read. Second one that I read was called Making Rumors, the Inside Story of the Classic Fleetwood Mac Album. And that's by Ken Callett with Stephen Stifel. So, Ken Callett was, he's the one that wrote the story. He was one of the producers for Rumors. I'm blanking on the other guy's name right now. But he also produced Rumors, and then they went on to produce Tusk, and Richard Dashett, sorry. That's the other producer. But Ken Callett just kind of, like, this is just great to see, like, how they went through the process of recording Rumors, and just some of, like, the stories of the studio, and how it became one of the, if not the greatest albums of all time. It's top five and best-selling. So this one was a good one. I enjoyed reading that one. Third book that I read is Thanks a Lot, Mr. Kibblewhite, Roger Daltrey, My Story. So this is Roger Daltrey's autobiography. This one was very interesting to read. I'm also not like a huge The Who fan. Quite frankly, I think I bought this book for like $7 at Ollie's. So I was like, I saw it cheap and I was like, hey, Roger Daltrey, I might as well, you know, read a little bit about him. It was a quick and easy read, which I enjoyed. But it was interesting to see because The Who were one of like the up and starting classic rock bands. So like one of the first ones, classic rock bands. So it was interesting just reading his story and how, you know, he didn't go too in detail as, like, the Beatles did. And my next, well, even the next one that I have. I've read, like, Bruce Springsteen's autobiography. He said everything. I like how Roger Daltrey just kind of gave generals and you know, he gave a funny story every once in a while. But he really did I enjoyed reading that one. And then the last one that I've read most recently is Face It by Debbie Harry. So Debbie Harry's autobiography. I enjoyed this one as well. I'm a big Blondie fan, so when Debbie Harry's book came out, I really wanted to read that. And I would highly recommend that for any Blondie fans. And also just kind of like hearing, you know, Blondie was one of like the up-and-coming kind of starters for the punk rock wave, like kind of like garage bands. And so hearing like their up-and-coming story, and she has a lot of interesting stories too, just like, you know, of living in New York, being a rock star in New York, and some of the stories that she had. So those four books were the ones that I've read recently. I would highly recommend reading them. The book that I am on currently is Bernie Taupin's Scattershot. And waiting in the wings then is, I have three other books in waiting. So Ken Kallett's, I think it's called Get Tusk, but essentially the same thing as Making Rumors, but about Tusk, Fleetwood Mac's Tusk. I have Bonnie Tyler's autobiography. I think it's Straight from the Heart. And then I have Steven Tyler's autobiography, waiting in the wings as well. So, that's it for today's little EP. It's just a short podcast, just talking about, like, some books that I've been reading and books that I have coming up. I'm sure the next season I'll do a podcast based off of the books that I just said that are waiting in the wings. So if you're not already, please go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. That's where I post kind of updates on the season, updates on the podcast. If you're also interested in starting or growing your record collection, I have used 33s and 45s for sale on my eBay store, which is Dorney's Vinyl. I got about 450 listings or so, and I got plenty more albums to keep adding to eBay. So go check that out if you're interested. And next week's podcast is going to be the second soundtrack album review of the season. And that soundtrack I'm going to be reviewing is Flashdance. What a feeling. That's all I got for this week. I'll talk to you next week.